Now, one thing to keep in mind when we're talking about document visualization, especially text, is that text is not pre-attentive, meaning, to put it in a certain the way to put it is that text, you have to read it. You have to read it sequentially to get an understanding of it. Yes, we can add, you know, bolding and emphasize certain words so they pop out and so they can be in a way sped read, but the individual words still have to be read. So text is abstract. It's abstract and has high dimensionality because there can be many words that make up the text, and they can have multiple or ambiguous meanings. So this makes it actually quite challenging to visualize text using information visualization techniques. Now, the reason why visualization is being used or is proposed to be integrated or combined in a text retrieval environment is because people struggle with having a sense of what's in the collection, so we need to provide them with a big picture of what can be found in specific databases. People also sometimes want to know how parts of a query are satisfied by a document or a collection. And most importantly, why are the documents being retrieved? So you want to provide some visual cues to allow people to understand why is this document highly ranked versus another one that isn't. Furthermore, we would like to have them organized. So it's not just a long list of things, especially if you're looking for more than a few good results. So you want to organize them into clusters. So that's where clustering technology comes in, that looks for similarities between the documents. And there we've talked about the vector retrieval. That's one method to establish a relationship between documents and compute a similarity score. And then once you have these similarity relationships, you can create clusters, and you can either map them into a 2D or a 3D representation. And we'll look at those, some of them we've already looked at, we'll look at them in future lectures in more detail.